This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. How do you do? You have volunteered for another hour of conversation. We're here to help you through the day. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with her, Jennifer Horn, and her, Victoria Keelan, and her, Kara Schillen. The fact that business schools take real events and use them as teachable moments, who do you think runs the best? If you look around and think about the best business schools, where do you think is UCLA got a good business school? I should ask my two children, or my son-in-law and my daughter who are here.
Don't be afraid to say they don't, because your daughter works there.
Right? Right. Yeah. Well, but there are other Harvard Business School, Yale's got one. There are most of the really good, well-rounded schools have business colleges, and they teach from things that go on in the world how to do or not to do. So I'm thinking from the must-teach department, there are no better companies to teach people who are going into business how not to do it than the airlines. And every time you come across one of these things, does it just prove to us how either insanely foolish they are or what kind of training? You wonder if there's any training at all. Most recent example is a flight from London to Johannesburg that took place a few days ago. Businessman pays $1,500 for a seat. He arrives at the seat, notices the seat smells and is wet. So he says to the flight attendant, there's something distinctly odoriferous about this seat. And so the flight attendant doesn't lean over, doesn't touch it. She goes to the toilet, brings seat wipes and says, here, use these to clean it up.
Gross.
Can you imagine that these people being that poorly trained or caring that little? This thing is becoming an epidemic, not only on airlines in our country, but around the world. British Airways is an airline I've flown millions. I've been on so many flights back and forth to England over the years. It's always been on British Airways.
I always kind of hold them. I've had some very good flight experiences with British Airways. I kind of always held them a little above everybody else, but I guess not.
Apparently they've made cuts to the airline, and that's affecting customer service. But here's my question. What's the point of a seat wipe? Do they have, like, seats that you can actually wipe off, or are they made of a fabric?
Right.
Because that's what it sounds like to me, and you can't really wipe urine off of a seat if it's made of fabric.
Well, if the plane is not off the ground and the door is still open, I don't know how many of you noticed when they teach you when you are being given the video at the beginning, and it tells you what to do and what the various things are. You got to wear this and pull
your
that.
Your seat's a flotation device.
The seat is a flotation, and it comes out very easily. So all they, excuse me.
Couldn't they just flip it over?
No, but there are four little buttons that hold it in place. Excuse me for just a second.
I'm sure that if it's a flotation device, you would think that they might have some extra ones in the back or
they
something
do.
That other people
they have extra, yeah.
Right.
Or they could have gotten at the doors open, they go out and they grab another one, they bring it in and they just change it.
They make
this hard work.
Wouldn't you think, though, that this is hazardous material? I mean, if the chair stinks and it's wet, I mean, could there have been a problem in that chair? And isn't that, like, hazardous waste? I mean,
you
don't really want to be playing
this guy
in someone else's tinkle.
This guy sat in that stinking urine-soaked seat for 11 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wouldn't move him around to a seat that was empty in business
there
class.
There was an empty seat.
There was an empty seat
in
business
class. Oh, my God, this keeps getting worse.
The flight attendant says, she has the gall to say to this guy, you're going to make me work hard on this flight, aren't you? Oh, my God, I would have screamed.
Wow.
I would have gone off this plane David Dow style. I mean, that would have been, they would have, yeah, wow.
So then he tries to figure out on his own, he tries to find some plastic, and he had a plastic bag. So he put that on the seat. Then he put a blanket on the seat.
So this is a big lawsuit now?
Well, it's, yeah.
Will be.
They offered him compensation of points, 5,000 points.
Oh, my God. Which gets you nothing, right?
Right. No, I didn't get anything for that.
Yeah, he said he just wanted an apology, but I think if there's big money on the table, I would go for it because he deserves it. Even if you have a plastic bag and you have a blanket and you're not sitting directly on the pee, just knowing that it's there, I would not be able to relax.
Yeah,
and it's an 11-hour flight.
I mean, it still smells. I mean, there's no way you can get away from that.
It's just unnecessary and inexcusable. There's no excuse for this kind of stuff. And why should they get? They deserve every bit of bad publicity they get out of something like this. They do. They deserve all of these sorts of things. And no matter what the business, it seems to happen more frequently in airlines. But no matter what the business, you get bad service, or if you get a bad meal, or you buy something at a Target store that isn't appropriate and they don't take it back or they don't do something to quickly solve the problem, then they deserve all the social media rascal shots that they get.
Well, hopefully their PR team will actually. Hopefully their PR team will handle it well, because that was the biggest issue to me with United, was that it just kept happening over and over and over again, and then they didn't admit fault for anything. Whereas here, obviously, they're at fault.
The president tried to, and the first thing with that David Dow, the president of the airline, tried to make him the bad guy.
Yeah. Right. Remember the smear campaign against him, and it was the wrong guy? It wasn't even him.
Like illegal.
He's a drug dealer, and I mean, it was a mess.
So, business schools, I'm taking a trip to Italy in October, and so I was doing I was going through the purchase of the airline ticket and that kind of stuff. And the lady who's doing the work says, do you buy travel insurance? And I said, no, I don't really, because I haven't found it to be of value. I know I'm going on the flight, so I wouldn't be buying the ticket. But there's a new clause that she pointed out to me in these in the tickets or in the insurance that you can buy for the tickets, that covers terrorist attacks.
Wow.
Now, who wants
because
to
you
think
don't get
about
your,
this?
But you don't get your money back.
No.
If there is a terrorist attack.
No, you don't. If the planes cancel because of terrorism, you will not, unless you have flight insurance. Well, it depends on the airline. If the airline's got a clue, then they're going to take care of you. But if they don't, like, you know, example A,
they don't have
we just
to.
Talked about, right, exactly, they don't have to take care of you, they're not going to. And so now there is a question about policies, whether they allow cancellation because of terrorism. And there are new laws in different countries, Australia, New Zealand, for example. They have on their tickets, quote, a loss caused by or in any way connected with war, invasions, an act of a foreign enemy, other related events, with some exceptions, along with specifically, with the specificity, these are excluded from coverage, i.e. an act of terrorism or a threat of terrorism. So I just took that from one ticket that she showed me. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we don't much think about. But yet the reality of the world is that these kinds of things are becoming more and more, especially depending on where you travel, becoming more and more a fact of life, which is, I don't like the word scary, but it's kind of annoying, isn't
it? It's a little sobering.
Yeah, it is. That's a good word for it. Yeah, kind of sobering. A lot of trips to various places. The airlines, there's some, you know, Emirates is supposed to be pretty good, but... Yeah, it's a sign of the times. Maybe that's what it is, much as anything else.
So, you hear about the new terror attack in a Barbie doll?
No, Jennifer.
It's true. It sounds like a joke. But they just broke up. I think it was between Lebanon and Australia or something. They just broke up a terror attack where someone had built a bomb inside of a Barbie.
Oh, my God. What was the plan? Just to carry it on a plane? Or?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy, crazy times.
It is. Yeah, you wonder. You wonder. All right, so I'm going to fix everybody who wants to rest. Right? Slow down. Calm down. Take your foot off the brake. Think big. Nothing limits achievement like small thinking, so how about we think big? Big pillows. My pillow. If you're not sleeping well, you're tossing and turning, you find yourself moving the stuffing around, or you're messing with the... You ever notice how... I've never noticed this until Meredith saw me. You pound the pillows around, you shake them around, and it sort of reasserts what the inside is filled with. Well, with my pillow, you don't have to do that. My pillow, your pillow, our pillow. This is the pillow that everybody's talking about. You see the ads everywhere. The inventor said he was having a hard time getting a good night's rest, so he developed a pillow, and now it's become the most successful pillow in the world. My pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee when you buy them, 10-year warranty when you have them. You can throw them in the machines, and they can be washed up. This is cool. Good stuff. Buy them now. This week, a special 50% off the four-pillow pack. That's right, 50% off a four-pillow pack. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off. Use the promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. Order your My Pillows at 800-716-5989. Or you can go online to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, got to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack. Free shipping as well. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Hi, Jen Jen. What do we have that's on television tonight? Looks exciting.
Well, we're back to Lady Diana again, which is interesting. I know. Here we go again. Well, if you haven't had enough of the memories of Lady Di, her story, Diana, her story is on on PBS at 8 p.m. This is another program that's dedicated to the story and the life of Princess Diana, who died 20 years ago next week. It features rare video footage made in 1992 of Diana speaking candidly about her life and her troubled marriage, you know, and of course it shows her to be kind of playful and charming and unguarded as she presented herself to the world. A little something different. Black Girls Rock. If you want to celebrate girl power, we've got Diana, Black Girls Rock. That's at 8 p.m. on BET. Taraji P. Henson, you know, the one, the lady that plays Cookie from Empire, well, she's the host for the annual award show that celebrates the achievements specifically of black women who have broken barriers in the areas of art, business, entertainment, and community service. Maxine Waters will be there. Solange Knowles will be there. So it'll be fun. You can check that show out, 8 p.m. on BET.
She was this best as Carter on Person of Interest.
She's a great actress.
She is. I love her.
Absolutely fantastic. So I'm excited to see her in a hosting role. Now, if you don't want to celebrate girl power and you want something a little twisted, there is a program called Manhunt Unabomber at 10 p.m. on Discovery. You can get more information on Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and the story deep into him and his family ties. Also tonight, there's a new America's Got Talent, 8 p.m. on NBC. Bachelor in Paradise is new on ABC at 8 p.m. I know, we all love that one. And, you know, how about this one? WWE SmackDown in honor of Ric Flair, who's recovering, at 8 p.m. on USA. Nice. Huh? What?
A SmackDown?
WWE SmackDown. It's the name of the show.
I understand that. But what it's about is hurting people so that you have more people in the hospital like Ric Flair. There's a story.
Well, I don't think wrestling.
I'm not ending on this note then. Leah Remini is also back with her Scientology and Aftermath.
Ooh.
That's new at 9 p.m. on A&E.
Thank you for that. I will be making a note of that one.
Why? What do you
mean? Because that's
already
series.
Heard about Scientology.
But her whole series is... It's
so
riveting. It is riveting.
But what do you learn? We all know that most people in the media think that Scientology sucks. So
no, it's not that Scientology sucks. It's all the other creepy stuff that goes on.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Straight from the ear's mouth. It's 21 after the hour.
The Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Sorry. This is her playing on the cruise ship, right? Funny.
Yes.
Tyler? Let's listen to it.
Nothing I can say, I totally licked it. Come on!
She's losing her voice, man. She always sounds a little husky. There was a ship on a cruise for, just specifically for the eclipse of the moon, right? And there
I believe it was, yeah. Royal Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So, not only was she on this ship, but the song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, saw sails go up like a rocket ship, 500% more than it normally sells, 12,000 downloads in the week just ended. Let's see, the 20th, which was the day before, the song went, had 2,000 downloads. It's really... kind of a
she's enjoying it, I'm sure.
Of course she is. It's a rejuvenation for her. She hasn't had this much attention for 20 years. But it's a good song.
And her backing band was Joe Jonas's DNCE band, which is, he sang the beginning of that song. There's sort of a little turnaround, that part. He sang that, and it's hilarious to see somebody like who's a Jonas brother with Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
But it introduces her to a whole new generation, too.
Speaking of being introduced to a whole new generation, those of you who have never been Rickrolled, now's your time. Uh-huh. It seems that if you're a Foo Fighter fan, I like that for alliteration, if you're a fan of the Foo Fighters or a Foo Fighter fan, you got Rickrolled at the Tokyo Summer Sonic Festival. Rick Astley joined the band in a sort of grungy version of his Never Gonna Give You Up. Let's see how this sounds. Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, says it's kind of crazy. I just met this guy 2 minutes ago. He was also supposed to be there. I've always liked this song. So, this song was a big hit in 1987, been around for that long. And it's been, he has been the punchline for that prank Rickroll. They launched into what sounded like the intro to Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then kept going. It soon became evident that Grohl were performing Never Gonna Give You Up, but not in the traditional sense. The audience didn't seem like they knew what to make of it at first. But this is not the first time an audience has been rickrolled by the Foo Fighters. Apparently, a couple of years ago, they played this song from the flatbed of a truck as they drove around the Westboro Baptist Church out in Kansas.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
All right, yeah, now, that's for those who don't know the story of the Westboro Baptist Church, does everybody know that, or should I probably should quickly tell the story? Westboro Baptist Church was the home of the minister and his daughter. Now I'm trying to remember this guy. I had him on and he hung up on me.
Oh, boy.
What was his name?
I don't even know Phelps. His name. I don't think Phelps. I ever knew it.
Fred Phelps is his name. I think his daughter's name is Wendy. And they're the ones that were going around to military funerals and protesting because... and it never was clear why they decided to use the military, but they're the big anti-gay bunch.
Oh, yeah.
That thinks if you are gay, you're going to go to hell. So every time they could go to a public funeral, they'd go protest what horrible lives these people are having to lead in a culture that allows the gay lifestyle.
It makes me so happy that someone responded in this way, though. And here's what I'm curious about. Is you know how there was a story that the Foo Fighters are going to have a big pop star on one of their songs on their new album?
Yeah.
What if it's Rick Astley?
Rick Astley.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'm betting it is Rick Astley. Is he gay?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, there's the story, ladies and gentlemen. You hear it on this program, and you don't hear it anywhere else, which is a good reason to listen. DJV Time 28 after.
In today's automotive news, it's confirmed Intel is getting into the self-driving car game. Intel acquired sensory company Mobileye for $15 billion, which means they will inherit the technology needed to craft a self-driving car. Intel will deploy a self-driving fleet for testing in the US, Israel, and Europe. These level 4 cars are fully autonomous, but fall short of fully replacing a human driver. They're unable to navigate every extreme scenario. Mobileye's technology is already used in several automakers. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Is a great prefix. Neo means new. Well, hello. Welcome to Neo Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Follow us on Twitter and at facebook.com/DJB Show. How do you do? The people listening in Springfield, Illinois, are things there? You've had a good day with the focus on in the last 24 hours. The Springfield's not that far off of the beaten track for the eclipse. So that's cool. Nagadocious. What a great name. Can you spell that, Kara?
N-A-G-A-D-O-C-I-O-U-S. Nagadocious.
Nope. Want to try it, Victoria?
Nagadocious?
Yep.
Is there a G in front of it?
Nope.
Nope, I'm out. I've never heard of this word.
Nagadocious, Texas. Nacogdoches. Nacogdoches. There's another state.
Okay, first of all, what? You said nag, like Nagadocious. So that made us believe there's a G in there. But if it's Nacogdoches, then that's different.
It's Nacogdoches, but there's a G after the C. Sometimes the I is silent
after the E. Is this like the Schuylkill in Philadelphia? Where it's like
Schuylkill Expressway? Yeah.
S-C-H-U-Y-A-I-L-L or something. But it sounds like S-C-O-G-G or O-O-G-L-E or something. Schuylkill.
What does this lovely word mean?
What is Nacogdoches? It's the name of a town.
That sounds like a pain in the butt to live there.
Nacogdoches?
Yeah, I would have to. It would
Can you imagine spelling that on the phone? What town are you from? And
yeah.
And you just keep going through
If anyone calls here and wins a contest and they're from there, I'm just sending it to the closest town that has an easier name to spell.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good for you. Florence, South Carolina. How do you do? Lots of people in Muncie, Indiana. And Anderson. I haven't heard from people in Anderson for quite a while. Nice to have you on board there. Folks up in British Columbia will hear us. A lot of people that listen there are several different ways, as you know, to get a hold of the program. You can go to Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio to hear the program as it plays live. You can't get to a radio. That's the way to do it. Or you can get a podcast at the end of the program. How long does it take you actually, Kara, to put the podcast together before it's uploaded to Blog Talk Radio?
Well, up until this week, I had interns to do it for me, so it took me barely any time at all. But today, it'll probably take like a half an hour or something like that.
Interns?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, pretty exciting. All right, folks in Providence, Rhode Island, around in what they call the suburbs of Providence, listening, just sort of checking in here. The focus on children. Had my grandson in the studio. Fun to watch my daughter be a mother. Most mothers, according to a study out today, are not putting their babies in the crib, probably, or putting them to sleep. There's been a campaign that's been going on for years that babies be put to bed on their backs. Apparently, only 43% of mothers report that they intend to use this method or actually do. So the Safe to Sleep campaign is getting into high gear, telling caregivers and parents, make sure you use this position. Placing babies on their backs before they go to sleep reduces the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, which is something I've asked doctors how many times. Nobody knows what it really is. They don't know what happens. It just happens, though. A study from the medical journal Pediatrics surveying about 3,200 mothers, of whom 77% report that they usually, but not always, put the babies down on their backs. The two main critiques of back sleep, the fear the baby might choke and that it's less comfortable than having them sleep on their stomach. So if you have that belief, there's something you need to learn, you need to know. I mean, there are a lot of things from your own upbringing, your family probably, maybe your mother says, oh, this is how I did it, so this is how you should do it. Your mother, your grandmother, whoever it is, you've been told that if you put babies to sleep on their bellies, they're more comfortable and they're not going to choke. So I don't know whether this is a modern age hooey-hooey or if it's really something that ought to be concerned.
Well, I think since
Miles goes to sleep on his back, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, I think since, and Megan could probably speak to this too because she's the only mom here, but I think since the anti-SIDS campaign started of putting babies on backs, I think the numbers dropped significantly.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they've been saying this for so long. I don't know, Kara's around a newborn baby with her niece. Is this something that your sister does, make sure that Ruby is on her back?
You know, I'm never there when they go to sleep at night, but as far as I know and from what I've heard from my mother and my sister talking about it, they do try to always put her on her back to sleep. I'm assuming that she always does, but I don't actually know. It's interesting to hear that that a lot of moms try to do it, but they only do it about half the time, even when that's their intention. So I'll definitely have to talk to her after this and see if that's what she's doing and if she's noticed, if they're, you know, if she's done both ways, if there's any difference in them sleeping. I mean, they're babies, so you would think if you put them down to sleep, they're going to sleep regardless of what position you put them in. But
she's not old enough to roll over yet, right?
No, not yet. She's only 3 months. She's a little bit more than 3 months, but I think, I mean, she has been getting more active, so I would assume at some point it's possible.
Right.
But you're not supposed to put them in there with anything, right? No blankets or anything like that they might be
toys.
Able to suffocate on.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, one of the issues with putting them on their stomach in the first place is that they could possibly suffocate if they can't lift their head up, then they can't move it out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, one other item in the study of children department. There is, has been, and God knows we hope it doesn't continue, but this focus on peanut allergies and not being able to have peanuts on the plane. You can't bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school because some child might get a hold of it that has a peanut allergy. And what the simple fix to this is, in case you haven't heard it, is to make sure you eat, when you're pregnant, eat peanuts. That's it. Then the baby won't have any allergy. But the people who are born with it, according to research that's out now, there's a way of getting over it. This is a major breakthrough that may lead to a cure. This clinical trial found 2/3 of children were rid of the allergy after undergoing an experimental immunotherapy treatment, given a probiotic treatment called Lactobacillus rhamnosus with peanut protein once a day, 18 months. The professor who did the research said they found 70% of children were able to stomach peanuts without suffering any reactions.
So it's basically building up a resistance.
It's like an immune system. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're right. Building up your resistance to it. Yes.
Yep, isn't it interesting, though, that the lactobacillus, whatever the probiotics that are in the yogurt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and I bet if Dr. Jack was still here, he would also mention that the way that the food is broken down and the way that the peanuts in conjunction with the probiotics, that seems to be the cure. And that's, that's part of the GAPS diet and everything that he is a practitioner of.
Yep.
It's really interesting
how
important probiotics are in so many ways.
So the next focus on our program, bring us around to a radio guy that I've known and liked a long time. Larry Fuss has been carrying this program on his stations. But he also has, as are most of the people that are involved in ownership of radio stations, different formats. He has a country station, and he's done something rather unusual with that country station. We're going to talk to Larry in a moment about what he's doing or has done or is trying to do. Up next here on the DJV Experience.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers, like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 44 after the hour now, DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I have Larry Fuss with us. Larry is a lifelong broadcaster. I don't think I've seen you since that event in St. Louis, have I?
Right, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it has been. Didn't I buy you dinner at the Lobster, too? I remember that the year before. That was nice.
Yeah, somewhere in Long Beach.
Yeah, no, it was Santa Monica, wasn't it?
Santa Monica, there you go.
Yeah. All right, so Larry is one of these radio guys. You listen to his voice. You want to say welcome to the Good Day program in your radio voice?
Welcome to the Good Day program.
All right, how about welcome to the DJV Experience?
Welcome to the DJB experience.
Okay. So you've been in radio all your life, right? Safe to say all of your adult life you've been involved in radio.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. How many you have stations? The interesting thing about you, or one of the many interesting things about you, is that you're not conventional. That's maybe why you and I get along so well, because you own stations in places nobody thought there were stations.
Right? That's true. That's true. I own two stations in Pongo Pongo, American Samoa.
Do you want to tell us why you own two stations in Pongo Pongo? What happened?
Well, the short story is we had a big ice storm in Mississippi in 1994, and it was a struggle to stay on the air because we didn't have any power throughout the whole area. And afterwards, my partner and I looked at one another and said, we need a radio station on a tropical island somewhere. So we did it.
You went to Pongo Pongo.
Right.
You couldn't have found one down in the Lesser Antilles or any place like that.
No, we had to go as far away as we possibly could for some reason.
Yeah, well, but you're running them the way it happens now. You can run them. You have your offices in Las Vegas, right? So you can run them, though, from wherever you are. You don't have to be in Pongo Pongo.
Yeah, the Internet has made a whole lot of things more possible than it used to be.
Yeah, right. All right, but you have stations elsewhere, including a market where you have a country station. Is that right?
Right. We have eight stations in Mississippi. And three of those are country stations, in fact.
Really? How many stations am I on in Mississippi?
You're on the talk station.
How come I'm not on more? I should be on more stations, don't you think?
Well, as soon as you start playing country, we'll do that.
Kara, cue up the country music.
There you
go. Do that. All right, so you got three country stations, and you decided that you might have a little fun with this guy, David Mueller. Am I pronouncing, is it Mueller or Mueller? I'm not sure I've pronounced it correctly yet.
I'm not sure either. I've never met or talked to the guy.
All right. But you have, in the trades, offered a job to him, have you not? Now, for those who don't remember, David Mueller is the guy who groped Taylor Swift and was involved in this whole business about the trial and yada, yada, yada. So, in no short way, this is a good way for, I suppose, you to get a little publicity. I'm sure that's not what entered your mind when you offered the guy. You're just feeling badly for the guy, wanting to help him out, right?
Well, it is a brand new radio station, so the publicity doesn't hurt, and we do, in fact, need a morning guy.
Well, there you go. So, you put out in the trades, offering the job to Mr. Mueller. Has he responded?
Hasn't responded yet, no.
No. Do you figure he will? I mean, under the circumstances, what do you really think happens out of this? What is?
Well, I don't know. He said in the trades that nobody would hire him. He couldn't find a job anywhere, and that he was willing to go anywhere and do anything and even work for free.
Really? Whoa. Sounds like it's right up your alley or my alley.
Well, I wouldn't expect him to work for free, but, you know, the money in Greenwood, Mississippi is probably not the same as it is in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, exactly. That's my grandson, Miles, by the way, who's come in just to see what's going on. So, under the circumstances, let's talk a little Radio 101. How are things for people like you? I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but you've had a successful operation. You've got six stations. How is it, what are you having to do to keep up with the times, running those stations or any stations? You're involved in the National Association of Broadcasters. What's different now than when you and I got started as kids as far as radio operations are concerned?
Well, it's a struggle to find employees, especially salespeople. For those who don't know, radio stations make all their money from selling advertising. We don't get any money from the government or anybody else. We have to go sell advertising. And finding people to do that, it's extremely difficult nowadays.
Yeah. And so, and people have expectation, whether you have a smaller station in Mississippi or a big station in Denver, they want the station to sound the same. They don't want people to make mistakes. They don't want people to sound like they just got started, right? They want everything to sound perfect.
Right. Everything needs to sound good no matter what size town you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the realities of radio. I always love, and I know I get off on these things, I love talking radio with you and your friends, and so I could do this probably for the rest of the hour, but not possible because other things to do. Larry, thanks. Good luck. Let me know whether this guy comes to work for you or not. Larry Fuss, radio station owner in Mississippi, offering David Mueller a job.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time 53 after the hour, DJ V time. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Theme from Laverne and Shirley must mean somebody's either having a birthday, an anniversary, or is dead. So let's find out from Chuck or which the story is.
Nobody died. It's Cindy Williams' birthday. She played Shirley Feeney on that show. She's 7 years old today, Doug.
Very likable, I thought, then. I don't know what she's like now, but I thought she was much more likable than Laverne.
Yeah, I agree with that. That show ran from 1976 to 1983. It was a spinoff of Happy Days, both created by the late, pretty talented Gary Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know where
Gary Marshall created that? I didn't know that.
You know where that show took place? You remember, Doug?
Wasn't it a beer? What
city and state?
I don't remember that.
Well, if it's related to beer, then Milwaukee?
Yes, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Be my guess.
Good. Yes.
And that's a pretty good guess for somebody who doesn't know who Fonzie was.
Well, I've never seen Laverne and Shirley, and I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Chucker's answer.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? If you look at the landscape of television now compared to the late 70s and 80s, sitcoms really rule the day. In this late 70s, 80s, you had MASH, All in the Family, which I think is the greatest sitcom ever, Happy Days, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Welcome Back, Kotter, One Day at a Time, all iconic TV shows. And now there's still sitcoms. I mean, Big Bang Theory is very popular, but not as many as there were back in the 70s and 80s.
And they're not as good. They're not funny. Those shows were funny. The shows that are on now.
The difference between the big, like, say, the Big Bang Theory, yes, it's very popular and it's certainly amusing, but it's lightweight. It doesn't have real substance. And the shows like All in the Family radiate some real hardcore reality of life, where sitcoms today, I don't think as much.
It could be. All right, so let's talk about some of the other things going on in the movie news department right after these words.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you have a shopping app on your phone, chances are it's Ibotta, spelled I-B-O-T-T-A, as it's the most popular shopping app behind Amazon and eBay, measured by time spent. And they've amassed about 22 million users so far. Ibotta's CEO, Brian Leach, tells us what makes Ibotta unique.
Ibotta is a free app that pays you cash rewards no matter what you buy or where you shop. So if you're shopping online on Amazon.com or on Groupon or on Jet.com or Walmart, you can start with Ibotta. We give you 5, 10, 15, 20% cash back.
Brian Leach, Ibotta's CEO, says the app also works offline at your favorite retail stores. Look for Ibotta, that's I-B-O-T-T-A, at the App Store or Google Play. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by ASUS.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right, so, Chucker, I'm looking at this is sort of a follow-up on some of the things we've talked about lately with regard to the movies that are B-movies or art house movies, as you call them.
Okay. There
seem to be more and more of them. This Brigsby Bear looks kind of weird, and I wonder. I found some of the movies that I've gone to that were the art house movies were actually pretty good, but this doesn't look like it holds much hope for anything. And
you know, I tell you about art house. There was a trailer playing in the art houses for like a month of a movie called Chuck, based on the story of Chuck Webner, the guy, the boxer that Sylvester Stallone got the idea to do Rocky. It stars Liev Schreiber. And then I go to Redbox the other day, and it's already on Redbox. Never really played in a theater, which tells you a lot about
Redbox.
Redbox is where you get DVDs and Blu-rays. I don't know if they have them where you are, but basically for $1.50, you go to this
kind of like Netflix used to be where they started.
No, it's like what Blockbuster Video used to be. Chucker is like one step above Blockbuster.
Yeah, well, actually, you just like you know, they have them in a Walmart or a ShopRite outside. And you just put swipe your credit card for $1.50, and out comes the Blu-ray or DVD. Some movie news: Disney's currently filming its live-action version of Dumbo under the direction of Tim Burton. Michael Keaton will play the villain. Eva Green and Alan Arkin round up the cast. Then they're going to start production on Aladdin live-action version, starring Will Smith as a genie. Beauty and the Beast, number one film this year, well over $1 billion worldwide.
Brigsby Bear has some interesting cast members: Greg Kinnear, Claire.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ASE-safety.com. That's ASE-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.